Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and mild morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while in Jerusalem, the skies are a bit cloudier but pleasant. Haifa is enjoying similar weather, inviting for any early errands or strolls outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel 2 hours ago reported that Iran has named Mohsen Rezai, a former IRGC chief, as their new security chief. Rezai is wanted by Interpol for his alleged role in the 1994 AMIA bombing in Argentina. Also, the Jerusalem Post just in reported that Prime Minister Netanyahu is open to considering Trump's Gaza plan. The IDF is retreating to the yellow line as part of the negotiations requiring Hamas disarmament. Also this hour, Ynet noted a backlash against Israel's new speed camera crackdown. Police have reduced enforcement thresholds on high-risk roads, stirring public debate. Separately, Walla reported 5 hours ago on a tragic series of accidents during the summer vacation. Three children, aged 5, 12, and 16, lost their lives in separate incidents across the country. And finally, from Mariv, 8 hours ago, former President Trump has sent a message to Iran, preferring economic pressure over military action. Talks to reopen the strait continue. Here's what people are saying online. Yael Bar-Tur, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about a must-visit cowboy bar in Wyoming ahead of a live show there with Nadav Eyal. John Spencer, a military analyst, wrote earlier today about the U.S. managing tunnel sealing operations near Gaza. He emphasized the importance of demilitarization in Trump's plan. The Times of Israel posted 2 hours ago about the capture of a Palestinian terrorist at the Kerem Shalom crossing. The individual involved in an earlier attack was caught while trying to transport goods into Gaza. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran, the Times of Israel reports that Mohsen Rezai, now Iran's security chief, remains wanted by Argentina in connection with the deadly AMIA bombing. His appointment raises concerns about Iran's international intentions. This development could affect diplomatic relations between Iran and countries demanding accountability. Turning to Gaza, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Netanyahu is considering Trump's proposal, which involves Hamas beginning disarmament. This could mark a significant step towards peace if Hamas complies, potentially easing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that new speed camera policies have sparked criticism. Opponents argue the measures are more about revenue than safety. The administrative shift could influence public trust in law enforcement. In a related development, Walla's report on recent accidents underscores the need for heightened safety measures during the summer vacation. The tragic losses of young lives call for increased public awareness and preventive actions. Finally, from earlier reporting by Mariv, Trump's message to apply economic pressure rather than military action on Iran reflects a strategic shift. The focus on negotiation may stabilize the region if successful. On the economic front, first, Tech reported that AI is addressing drug development challenges, potentially transforming clinical trials. Aaron Lehrer from Shoney Health Ventures discusses how AI could improve success rates. Separately, Globes noted that SolarEdge's recovery has stalled due to disappointing third-quarter guidance. Despite strong second-quarter results, their share price has dropped significantly. And finally, Ynet Business reports that El Al has doubled its profits in the second quarter, despite the conflict with Iran. The airline's revenue growth highlights resilience amid regional tensions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.